Part 2. The First Trimester. 4. The Vices: Caffeine, Alcohol, and Tobacco. I learned I was pregnant on day 4 of a week-long summer economics conference. As usual, I couldn't tell whether my period was late or not. The temperature charting hadn't exactly cleared things up for me. But when I woke up at 6:45 feeling a little funny, I decided it was worth a shot. I had brought one first response test to the conference, just in case. Amazingly, there were two lines. I woke Jesse up immediately. He was happy, but groggy. He wondered why I hadn't let him sleep until his alarm went off at 7. Was there anything we needed to do right now? No? Then why get him up? He put a pillow over his head and fell back to sleep. Obviously, I wasn't going to go back to sleep. I opened my computer and started planning. I loaded up a little due date calculator, April 1 or April 7, depending on whether I dated from last menstrual period or from the suspected conception day, and started browsing the internet, looking for baby information. At some point, I thought I'd go down to get a cup of coffee. Jesse had decided to sleep in after being so rudely awakened. And then it hit me, of course. Could I even have coffee? Wasn't caffeine off-limits? I had spent a huge amount of mental energy up to this point thinking about getting pregnant, and almost none on thinking about being pregnant. I didn't learn from this. It would come up again when I realized after Penelope was born that I hadn't done any research on what you do with the baby once it arrives. This was urgent. The decision about coffee had to be made now. I could already feel...